Well, the budget came out yesterday, and the Country Women's Association of New South Wales is saying that it's totally inadequate when it comes to aged cares. Joining us to have a chat about it is the CEO of the CWA New South Wales, Danica Lees. Danica, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How is the budget inadequate when it comes to aged care?
Yeah, look, for us it was really disappointing to see, you know, what we consider to be a really big oversight in relation to supporting aged care services. And again, for us, particularly in regional, rural and remote areas, is really important. But aged care in general, as many of your listeners would know or probably even directly experienced firsthand, either themselves or via their families, aged care across the state and probably even across the country, but particularly from a New South Wales perspective, aged care's in crisis. We've got, you know, real issues that have been highlighted by the Royal Commission into aged care. We've got nurses and midwives out there having to rally to get actual attention on the issues that they're experiencing every day. It's very difficult to find places, adequate places for loved ones in aged care.
Yeah.
And often those nurses who are working in those environments are doing so under really high pressure environments, often understaffed environments, and most of the time, I would say, underpaid as well. So we were very disappointed that we didn't see the federal government, whose responsibility it is to fund aged care, actually give that the proper recognition it deserved.
Danica, if there's an industry that really copped it more than aged care in the last 2 years, I'm not too sure. I mean, a lot of industries really struggled, but aged care was at the forefront when it comes to COVID-19, so this must be an extra kick in the guts, really.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, to just talk about like the dedication of the nurses and carers and other allied health professionals that work in the sector that have provided, you know, that care and support to people in aged care, which is an already challenging environment with COVID on top of everything else, as we know, has been just such a huge, huge ask of them. And we can't continue to keep asking people to just give 110%, 120% every single day when we're not actually prepared as a nation and as taxpayers to actually back it in and actually give it the funding that it deserves. And I think most of us actually as taxpayers are prepared to do that. We just actually haven't seen the government respond in the way that we want.
Danica, if you had the opportunity to sit down with the government and say, I would like certain things, what would you ask for?
Look, I'd ask them to really listen to the people that are working in those environments and also to the people that have loved ones in those environments and help them to understand what's already been very strongly put forward in the Aged Care Royal Commission is that this is not something that can be tinkered with around the edges. This is something that requires really substantial and ongoing funding to make sure that we're setting ourselves up well to care for the most vulnerable in our society. We need to have ratios in place. If it costs more to fund aged care facilities in rural, regional and remote areas, the answer is not to shut those facilities down. The answer is to actually then give them the adequate funding and get people to work in those areas that are very willing to work in those areas but actually require the appropriate remuneration to do so. So, you know, they really need to my ask to them would be to take it seriously once and for all.
Will you be making a submission of some description to that effect to the government?
Yeah, look, we have made submissions at various different junctures and we'll continue to follow that up, both in terms of, as I said, federal government, whose responsibility is to adequately fund the sector, and the state government, whose responsibility is to provide the services. But as I said, in many instances are somewhat hampered by the lack of funding that is coming through. So we'll do what we've always done. We're 100 years old this year, so we've done it for 100 years and we'll continue to do it, which is advocate for those in need.
The odd thing is, for all of us, this is actually an investment for the future, because we're all going to be in a position where we require aged care services, but we want to seem to ignore that, don't we?
Yeah, look, I think we want to seem to ignore it, or we want to seem to minimise what's actually involved in terms of providing really good quality aged care.
Yeah.
Again, to go back to, you know, the people that work in this environment, they are skilled professionals and they have qualifications and experience in what is a very skilled industry. So we actually need to recognise that and remunerate them appropriately so that they do continue to grow their careers in a sector which, as you say, is growing and in a sector that, for a lot of us, workers need the services of that sector at some point in time.
Well, hopefully something will be done about that soon, and they will be listening to the appropriate people. Danica Lees from the CWA of New South Wales, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.